Meantime, it is September. We'll get to it. September 7th, this day in history. Yeah. 1915, former cartoonist Johnny Gruel was given a patent for his Raggedy Ann doll. That fared pretty well 111 years ago. Also on this day in 1971, the Beverly Hillbillies aired for the last time on CBS. Kind of sad. The first episode debuted on September 26, 1962. What a run. Almost 9 years. Kind of odd it ended in September, right? I mean, that's kind of the start of new seasons. As I remember network television growing up, and things have changed in the streaming world. This is the day ESPN made its debut in 1979. So a few things about this day in history. And finally, September 7th, from Bob Goff's Live in Grace, Walk in Love, today's Devo. We can't be more like Jesus if we're trying to be like each other. John 17:11. Holy Father, protect them by the power of your name, the name you gave me, so that they may be one as we are one. Bob Goff says, anyone who knows me for 5 minutes will hear the two best words in the English language I know. Sweet Maria. Anyone who knows her for 5 minutes will understand why I think those are the two best words around. She is considerate and giving, empathetic and kind, generous and creative, but she's also strong and willing to have hard conversations. She's willing to push her own boundaries and find ways to grow. Okay, so I adore her. That's not too strange, I suppose. But one of the things I've seen in marriages and other close relationships is that people start to blend into each other. Know what I mean? They start to have the same habits, use the same catchphrases, like the same movies and songs. There's not really anything wrong with that. We tend to become more like the people we spend the most time with. When we got married, the pastor said the two of us would be one. At first, Maria thought we were both going to become her. But here's the deal. I'm not trying to be like her, and she's not trying to be like me. We're both trying to be like Jesus. Yes. Goff says this takes all the pressure to be the same off the table. Maria is a homebody. I travel 8 days a week. There's only seven. She's thoughtful and measured. I talk first and ask questions later. She plans it, then checks the plans again. I'm more a ready, shoot, aim guy. We both have a lot of room to grow, but we're making sure it's in the direction of the capital letters. One person we both want to be more like, Jesus. We won't get there by trying to be like each other. Our target is to be like him. Today's closing question, is there someone in your life who replaced Jesus as the target? Is there someone in your life who replaced Jesus as the target? Yeah, it's the WIB Wake Up Show on WWIB. I think of Hebrews 12. It says, fix your eyes on Jesus. Not Peter, not Paul, not Moses, not Mary. Fix your eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, scorning the shame, and sat down at the right hand of God. And just to elaborate on that a little bit, it was part of our Chippewa Valley this week yesterday, but Tony Matson talking about Paul Berthume, the longtime pastor, the founding pastor from Jacob's Well Church, being the closer yet again this year for year two of their Strength in Service Summit this year at the Eau Claire Event District.
Pastor Paul was one of our speakers last year, and I kind of was teasing him when I asked him last year. I said, I need a closer. I need someone who's going to wrap up all the different threads and really bring it home. And he did it marvelously. I mean, only like he can do. So when we were discussing the speakers this year, our team, our executive team said, we absolutely have to have Pastor Paul back. And so he's the only repeat. So I went to him this year early, or last year, I guess, late in the year, and I just said, hey, would you consider doing it again? And he is one busy guy,
right.
mean, I wouldn't have been surprised if he said, hey, nope, I just can't do it. I did last year, loved it, but couldn't. Instantly, he said, I'm in. I love the event. I want to be part of it. And I said, you're my closer again. He said, absolutely.
There you go.
Can you imagine Pastor Paul taking all of these speakers, all the nuggets that they have, and then wrapping it into this beautiful package at the end?
Yeah, right.
That's what we're going to have.
So there you go. It's coming up on Saturday at the Eau Claire Event District. Get your ticket. Go to strengthandservicesummit.com. That's all one word, strengthandservicesummit.com. As promised, before we hear from Amy Grant, some wisdom from the veteran songstress.
I love being outside. What makes a sunny day feel so special is the dark of night, which happens every day. Everything is both sides of the coin. This phrase is spoken many times a week in our house, but life is everything all at once. Somebody's at the top of their game. Somebody's barely holding on. Life is the rhythm of the push and the pull. You know, our heartbeats never stop. It's the squeeze and the release, the squeeze and the release. And that is the rhythm of life. And it's the hard times and then the resolution. It's the tension and then the resolve. And I hope the way that life was intended to be was that the best things, you cannot put a price tag on.
Good morning, Mark. You were asking about the highlight of the weekend. My highlight this weekend is actually going to be today, this holiday weekend, that annually my brothers and my sister and I put on a fish fry for the extended family. And the fish this year has walleye that we caught in Lake Erie. So that's kind of cool for everybody. And we all have a good time. Also, today is my granddaughter Gemma's 7th birthday. And Gemma Westby would be Ryan's oldest daughter. You have a great day, you and Dawson. Bye.
That's very good. Thank you, Keith. Yeah, we ask typically on Monday, what was the highlight of your weekend? But it can also be, what are your plans for Labor Day today? So 715-396-1670, 396-1670.
Well, we can engage as well in a little conversation here. You suggested something, and I think that works. I don't know if it'd be a highlight. Well, you know, highlight so far this summer and something we got up to this weekend is getting out and being physically active. Various activities, played basketball earlier in the summer with all the siblings. And yesterday we got out and played some pickleball. You've had a pickleball set for a while.
Yeah, it's my first time I've played here and there, although it's amazing how the months can go by and wow, I just didn't get out there. But this was your first time, so what did you think?
What a great game. You can absolutely see when you play it why it's so easy to pick up. Just really beginner-friendly and super fun. We were playing with me and a handful of other family friends who were all first-time players as well, and it was just really, really nice to pick up and get going.
Now, I don't know if this is my highlight, but it's something that stayed with me through the weekend, or to quote Chris Farley, it left a mark, because you and I were on one side. I don't know who we were competing against at that particular time. And then you kind of lose and I just think of the weekend athlete concept, because the ball, and it's like a wiffle ball, and it was going back, and I was just ignoring the reality of the fence, and it was there, and an immovable object, and I crashed into
it. You nailed it,
and I have a what feels like a bruised sternum to
battle scar.
The result this morning.
And it's funny, same park, McDonough Park, nearby where we're having our family lunch. Earlier this summer, similar experience. I got super into Ultimate Frisbee this summer, so I've been playing a lot of that. And I was playing with our family, and I was going for it. We had a picnic table that was out there. We thought we moved enough out of the way, and not enough, because I nailed it all the same, ran right into it and sort of wrapped it.
I know.
I didn't even get the Frisbee.
I thought you were going to have a serious injury, but you came out of it pretty much unscathed.
No, I'm doing okay, large part. Just some bruises and felt that for a little while, but all's well that ends well.
So be careful, you weekend athletes. Also, real quick, I did start something over the weekend called Slow Jog. And this a Japanese guy who apparently created this. And it's a very, you're jogging, but very slowly. Hmm. And then also, as I understand, or at least I'm giving myself permission for this. And then if you still get, you can walk if you want, but then start jogging again. I probably was jogging quicker than that, but I'm finding that as long as you don't have to just running, think of it like you've got to run 2 miles. Like, hey, if you want to walk a bit, but hey, embrace that. If you're moving, you're improving.
Absolutely. What matters is that you find that physical activity where it can sit well with you.
There we go.
Football's back, and when you see players gather in a huddle to call the next play, you can thank Paul D. Hubbard of Gallaudet University, the renowned school for deaf and hard of hearing students in Washington, D.C.
Yeah, way back in 1894, Hubbard, Gallaudet's quarterback, began gathering his offense in a tight circle so opposing deaf players could not read the signed signals used to communicate plays.
Huh.
Yeah, go on.
Yeah, and the huddle remained uncommon for years. But
his innovation. His innovation is generally, we missed that sentence. His innovation is generally recognized as the earliest well-supported use of the football huddle, although other schools later claimed similar ideas.
And as I was so eager to say, that huddle remained uncommon for years, but the University of Illinois coach, that's Robert Zupke, helped popularize and standardize it in college football around 1921.
It's a great symbol. I have a Wednesday night men's group. We call it Not Lone Rangers. I love it. It's 90 minutes of men not looking at screens, right? Their phones, a tablet, a Chromebook, a TV screen, and circles, the chairs turned inward. But we close in a huddle, and I'll be vulnerable to tell you, I don't know. I felt like God gave me this idea. Like, because I really struggled. How do we close this?
Yeah.
We all get in a huddle. We gather around just like it's a football huddle, arms on shoulders. And each guy says, all for one and one for all. And then we close it out saying that Three Musketeers line, all for one and one for all. So even though it's called Not Lone Rangers, we close with the Three Musketeers line.
No, I think it works. I think just sort of symbols of that camaraderie you guys are trying to build. Right. That's really great.
But huddles are great.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, speaking of, you know, that innovation that came about in college football as well, I heard these, like, podcasts I was listening to recently, and they were talking about how big college football is here in the United States. Now some of the massive, like, college football stadiums are bigger than some of their even biggest stadiums they have over there in Ireland. And, I don't know, it just speaks to the scope of even the, like, developmental versions of the game being so massive, not even to speak of the professional capacity of it, and topping the charts every time it's on TV. And
I think Ann Arbor, Michigan, I think they had a game there on Saturday. I mean, it was a very controversial finish, but they call it the Big House. I want to say it holds 106,000.
So that's
crazy.
Wild. Yes. Yeah. Wow. We love football around here.
It's the Whoop Wake Up Show on WWIB, where we, our family, will have actually, Chi-Hi and McDonald football, WOGO Sports Friday. Chi-Hi at New Richmond. The Cards are 3-0 now. And also McDonald trying to get back in the win column after a painful loss to Spring Valley, taking on your mom's alma mater, actually, Elmwood Plum City on Friday.
I'm sure she'd be rooting for them.
on WOGO Sports. That'll be on our YouTube. So, and the voice right there, Brent Welch, with us on the phone on WWIB and the WIB Wake Up Show for the Mountain Men event coming up on September 26th. Brent, good morning.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for having us on board here, Dawson and Mark. Appreciate it much.
Yeah. Looking forward to September.
What a gorgeous day.
It is a gorgeous day,
absolutely.
Yeah. Temperatures are getting better and better all the time from Friday. Now, every day edging ever closer, now just 19 days away to your event coming up on Saturday, September 26th. And again, people be aware of this new location, Oasis Church on Gateway Drive in Eau Claire.
That's correct. Yeah, we have a new location. Four days ago, we received an email from Regis saying that they had to cancel the event due to a religious component. So the next day, just 3 days ago, my friend Brian Gorley, the pastor at Oasis Church, said yes to letting us have the event there. Now, Mountain Men is a interfaith Christian ministry. That means that we're not a denominational affiliation, and it's just so wonderful that Pastor Gorley allowed us to come to Oasis Church on Saturday, September 26th from 1 to 5:30 to be united and ignited in Psalm 133 unity. I'm so excited for this event. For the men of the greater Eau Claire area, their sons, their grandsons, and their friends to come. So excited.
Yeah, so you say, as I look at your website, mountainmenrevival.org, mountainmenrevival.org, Fire on the Mountain Revival isn't an event, it's personal. Explain that.
Right. So 150, 200 years ago, an evangelist, Gypsy Smith, said, put yourself in a room, draw a circle in chalk and kneel down in the circle and pray until God has every single part of you. Then revival will be upon us. Second Chronicles 7:14 says this, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves, pray, seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I'll hear from heaven and will forgive their sins and heal their land. This is a call for revival, and that's what we're doing as we gather together in Psalm 133 blessing. If you read Psalm 133, it's three verses, and at the end it said, it is there. It says, for there the Lord has commanded the blessing, life evermore. When men get together and dwell together in unity, it's like oil upon the head. So like the blessing, anointing of the Holy Spirit, and his blessing comes upon us when we gather together. And this is a free event. So the event is free to everyone to come. So come, bring your grandsons, bring your sons, bring your friends. Let's hang out. Let's worship. Let's fellowship. And let's surrender everything to the Lord Jesus as fuel for the fires of revival.
One of the things I always love to ask folks like yourself who put on events like these, what are some stories from previous events that you've put together like this that just inspired you, to continue to put forth all the effort that it takes to make things like this happen.
Well, one of the stories from last year that just popped into my head when you said that, we were at the outdoor baseball field in La Crosse at the Logger Stadium, and we were there at the same time that the Bassmaster Classic was there. So a gentleman from down south brought his grandson into the stadium, and his grandson said yes to Jesus on that morning. And he stood up and shouted because his son said yes to Jesus. Now that is a great story. Who knows? Maybe that man's the next Billy Graham.
Well, there we go. The fisher of men, the fisherman who became a fish who was caught by the Lord. So hey, that's fantastic.
I'm telling you.
Yeah.
Jesus loves fishermen, right?
He does.
He had them all around him.
He sure did. Yeah. So mountainmenrevival.org, again, a free event. You'd welcome a donation. Again, love to pack it out at Oasis Church the afternoon of September 26th. Learn more at mountainmenrevival.org. Go check it out, mountainmenrevival.org. But, right, officially, we'd love to see people from Eau Claire, but the whole surrounding area here in closing, right, Brent?
That's correct, yeah. We had a big contingency from Rice Lake area come down to La Crosse last year. We have a bus scheduled to bring down. Guys from all over Wisconsin can gather at this event at Oasis Church. So excited to have men get together and be the spark. You know, personally bring themselves and lay themselves out as an offering. Romans 12:1 says, present yourself a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is our spiritual act of worship. That's what we're doing together. We're doing it. I don't know if you've ever been to an event where there's hundreds of men praising God together, but that's just an unbelievable experience. And when guys get together, not just for a football game, but guys get together around the Word of God, around praising God, around giving thanks and prayer and fellowship, something extraordinary happens.
Absolutely.
And that begins, I think, the fires of revival.
Brent Welch from the Mountain Men Revival event. Again, learn more at mountainmenrevival.org. It's September 26th, Oasis Church in Eau Claire. Brent, thanks so much.
Hey, thanks for having us. God bless.
Later in the half hour, we're going to talk about what we learned in the movies this summer. Not us specifically, but what folks are generally saying from movies that were out. And boy, it's been a Spider-Man summer, hasn't it?
No kidding. What we could say right now is what those box office numbers look like. Spider-Man with $18 million more dollars at a three-day box office Friday to Sunday just this weekend.
Yeah, The Odyssey, $13 million.
Coyote vs. Acme, that long-belated movie, looked to be canceled by Warner Brothers, got independently produced. Finally in theaters now, $11.3 million on the weekend.
By any means, $7.4 million.
And Insidious, out of the further at $6.5 million, one of a long-running horror franchise that appears to be coming back to theaters.
And again, we're talking each Friday, Film Friday with Andrea Palnasik, the award-winning filmmaker from Chippewa Falls, about her efforts to make a Christmas movie this fall in Chippewa Falls. Learn more at ChippewaFallsMovie.com, ChippewaFallsMovie.com. What I learned this summer by going to the movies. Now, this is not specifically for you or me, but this has been written by someone else.
Right, and so it's sort of a sarcastic list of things that they feel they were able to put together by watching some of the films in theaters this season.
For instance, people of the late Bronze Age had perfect teeth, apparently.
They also spoke with American English accents. The ventilation system of any building is the perfect hiding place. No one will ever think of looking for you in there, and you can travel to any other part of the building you want without any difficulty.
Nice. Here's another thing people learn by going to the movies this summer. Any person walking from a nightmare will sit bolt upright and pant.
It's always possible to park directly outside of a building that you're visiting.
A cough is usually the sign of a terminal illness.
Government officials have satellites and cell phone tracking cameras galore, but always seem three steps behind random people on the run.
Things people learned going to the movies this summer: the more a man and woman don't like each other, the more likely they'll fall in love. It's always going to have that dramatic setup, that rough beginning, right?
So yeah, makes it all.
That wasn't just this
sweet
summer. That's movies always.
True. Yeah. Many of these things, I'd say, fit into that category. Cars that crash will almost always burst into flames,
which is kind of cool. A cup of coffee never spills, no matter how violently the cup-holding human shakes it during a conversation.
If you try hard enough, you can outrun an explosion.
You stick your head out of cover during a gunfight. It'll never be hit, especially if you look backwards to hold a conversation with someone behind you.
Police departments give their officers personality tests to make sure they are assigned partners who are their total opposite.
Things people have learned going to the movies this summer. Once applied, lipstick will never rub off, even while running or swimming for miles.
Reminds me of Jurassic World, where the climax has this lady running from a T-Rex in high heels.
Wow.
No matter how fuzzy the photograph, it can be enlarged or enhanced to show the finest detail.
No matter how catastrophic the disaster, pets will always survive.
Aw. When you turn out the light to go to bed, everything in your room will still be clearly visible, just slightly bluish.
Close blood relatives usually look nothing like each other or have only a passing resemblance.
Any door can be picked with a credit card or a lockpick tool the average person would never think to carry.
A man will show no pain while taking the most ferocious beating, but will wince when a woman tries to clean his wounds.
And finally, dogs always know who's bad and will naturally bark at them.
Things we learned going to the movies this summer on the Wib Wake Up Show.
Hopefully you learned a thing or two there. We've got a song request in the time we have left. Ryan Westaby reaching out from Fall Creek saying it's his daughter Gemma's 7th birthday. Asking for some Sean Rodriguez for her certainly can oblige. Here's The Unbelievable here on the Wib Wake Up Show, your Labor Day edition and Gemma's 7th birthday edition as well.